What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way here in the conference room. Went to do one in the car on the way to work today and realized I had brought my microphone in from the car for yesterday's stream where they needed multiple microphones. 2 days ago stream? I forget. Whatever stream it was where they needed the wired mics on the big couch. Oh yeah, yesterday with Paris and everything else. Hey, it's me, Greg. Today I want to read exclusively from the old Patreon app. Remember, of course, the kind of funny members. If you download the Patreon app, there is a chat room function on there where I made a Greg Way topic discussion. I've been keeping my eyes peeled on the YouTube videos, all the Patreon pages. I've been looking for the comments, but remember, send in some good comments and questions for me to make future shows. This is kind of a catch-all one because there's a whole bunch of stuff on here that I think I haven't talked about. And they're just smaller ones, right? So hey, how are you? Let's start with, I mean, we just go down the line, but I haven't thought about this one. BJ Bernardo says, what WWE, ECW, WCW legends would you love to see return to WWE 2K24? Wrestlers who haven't been in the video game for a while. You say a while, which is what screws me up immediately, right? Because, I don't know. For me, you got to have Cactus Jack, who is in the game. I know. He's in the game every year. Like, I mean, he's been in the game recently. You're saying people who aren't in the game. I love Cactus Jack from ECW. I'm going to basically do ECW, guys, right? I would also, so let's try, I mean, RVD's been in recently, so obviously, but let's get away from him. I would want Sabu. Really, I want the Dudleys. You know what I mean? I would love to have the Dudley boys in the game again. You know, Bam Bam Bigelow, I think a Balls Mahoney, I think a New Jack. I mean, I'm going to go down the ECW roster and just say I want them. Jerry Lynn would be a lot of fun, obviously working at AEW, so, you know, not a thing that's going to happen or whatever. Whatever happened to Kid Cash? Remember Kid Cash? Sandman, of course. See, with the, you know, the crazy fucking entrances they do nowadays, have Sandman come through the crowd? That'd be dope as shit. BJ also says, what WrestleMania would you want to go back in time and watch live? Like, I assume you mean be in the audience for. What WrestleMania would you want to go back in time and watch live? I'm going to say be in the audience because obviously I watched a lot of them live. But I'd say, episode 3 is coming up here of WrestleMania Ranked. Of course, thank you for the support of the new show today that is public to everybody right now, where we are ranking and reviewing 10 WrestleMania matches. Episode 3 is going to be Hogan vs. Rock, and I would love to have been live for Hogan vs. Rock. I watched it live, but to be there would be a different thing. Phil says, would love to hear how Kind of Funny has dealt with internal disputes, disagreements, and what you've learned from those issues. Also, has there been any pickle issues as of late that can be talked about? Well, Phil, it seems like you're kind of briefed on it. Of course, pickle's the safe word around here on Kind of Funny if a joke's ever going too far on camera. We have not used pickle recently on anything because I think we're in a really good place right now. I think we're good at being both professional but friends. You know what I mean? Where we can be goofy and we can be crazy, but we can also say, all right, ease up, don't do that. And even that, I don't think we've done as much lately. I feel like, you know, that was such a big thing for me, Tim, Nick, Kevin. I don't even remember we did pickles when Colin was still here. I'm not excluding him for any dubious reasons. More than I don't remember if we were using the safe word when he's here. But anyways, I feel like though the company was smaller, it was easier to cross the line between friends and coworkers. And now that we're bigger and there's a real team here and everybody's got actual job responsibilities and people, you know, look up to us in some regard, I think it's harder to do that. But, you know, and there are pickle issues that they can be talked about. Again, I don't think there's been any, right? What, like, Nick got overwhelmed on a stream a few weeks ago and I was proud of him for walking away, coming back and apologizing to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't like, if you missed it, it wasn't like a thing. Nick literally left the room and then came back and was like, sorry guys, I just, you know, I was overwhelmed with how the tutorials and the jokes and stuff, so I left. I forget what it was. It wasn't a big deal, but that's what I'm saying is, you know, when there's these small little issues, but you address them head on, hey, sorry, I need a second, or and come back and like, hey, sorry, I had to step away, blah, blah, blah. Not only is it, hey, sorry that I left you all on a show there. It's also, hey, we crossed the line there. Or I was, it's not even crossed the line if I remember. It was just too much, too fast. He was, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, how do we deal with the it's like that, you talk about it. Disagreements really don't have that many of, I don't think. I think what we've learned from these issues is to tackle them head on. When they happen, you try to have a conversation, or you cool down and come back and have a conversation about it. You know, I think everybody knows that we are all on the same page here. You know, we don't have some weird jerk we hired that, oh, fuck, we got this guy now, we got to stick with it and just put up with it. Like, we all talk to each other, and everybody's, even if they're not best friends, we're all hanging out on the weekends, we're all peers, and we all respect each other, I guess. And so there's that issue, that issue. There's that wrinkle to it that everybody goes and talks things out if they have to. Will the Kinda Funny Patreon have a collections tab? I would love to see a less messy way to find content. Thank you, Bo. Patreon is always adding and changing and doing different things. And so, full disclosure, I'm not fully briefed on collection tabs. I can understand what they are, but what's the difference between a collection tab and like the hash mark tags? Because tags, you should be able to click on Gregway and see all the Gregway, and click on whatever and see all the whatever, right? You can explain it to me, Bo, on this chat that you're using, and then I'll tell you. Anything you want to say or do or pitch, though, remember, it's just more work for Cool Greg. And we do keep that poor gentleman editing and posting and doing 15 versions of every show, so I feel bad often. But let me know a little bit more about that. Buckskin Stud 32, Jesus fucking Christ, says, hey, Greg, have you watched the new Justice League animated movie? If yes, what do you think of Jensen as Batman? Also, who would be the voice of Batman after the goat Conroy? I would take Jensen or Jason O'Mara. Both are great to me. I haven't watched the most recent Justice League animated movie. I have seen Jensen as Batman before, heard Jensen as Batman before, and obviously I know Jason O'Mara. I mean, frankly, whenever a Batman opens his mouth and it's not Conroy in a cartoon, I'm like, eh, you know what I mean? Like, I've probably seen more of Jason O'Mara, and it's that thing where it's like, I'm sure he's fine, but it's just not, he's so cold. I don't know. It doesn't work for me. But also, I guess in what I've seen, they're not doing my favorite interpretations of Batman of all time. So I really don't have an opinion, and I need you to watch this new movie, so I can't help you too much on that. Phil says, after watching multiple trailers for a movie, do you ever get worried you are seeing too much before watching the movie? Of course. Yes. Now, it's not only that I worry about seeing too much of a movie I care about, it's that I worry about making a better movie in my head than the movie will actually be. Right? Look at Batman v Superman. I think you could go back to, this is probably stemming from, for me in particular, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, right? Where I feel Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is the same for me as what was a turning point in my life with Superman Returns. When Superman Returns was in production and Bryan Singer was putting up, you know, vlogs and blogs about it, I remember being like, I don't want to read these, but I know I'm going to, so let's just go in. You know what I mean? Rather than put it off and then, you know, feel like I'm failing, I'm like, I can't stay away from this. I'm going to consume everything possible about this, so let's just consume everything and lean into it. And then, of course, you know, I read the prequel comics and I'm reading this and I know all about that and I'm so stoked, and I go and see Superman Returns and it is not that movie that was being built to, either via the editing process or just mismanagement. So Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is very much the same way. I would love to turn it off. I would love to not know anything. I would have loved them just to do the logo and then we walked into the theaters. That's not how marketing works. So I think, especially after watching now 3 trailers for it, I could probably, if you gave me the note cards and a bulletin board, I could probably lay out everything we've seen and what the movie's going to be and where it's going to go. I don't care. I'm still fucking stoked. I can't wait. But again, I think since movies aren't my passion, it's easier. Games, you know, that's the plus side of games, where I think trailers and games can give away too much. But even if you've seen a bunch of trailers, even if you've seen a bunch of gameplay demos, you're still probably getting into something that's at least 10 hours long, so you didn't see it all. Even though I guess, no, I was going to say, I feel like Spider-Man 2 showed too much, which it probably did because it was Spider-Man, but they still have plenty of surprises in there. Adam Jones says, having missed your last meet and greet in the UK before the pandemic, do you and the guys have any plans to come back to the UK soon? I've talked a little bit about world tours and meet and greets and yada, yada, yada. Of course, all options are on the table. Nothing is off the table. There are no plans either in beta form or further along than that to get to the UK, right? The world tour was a specifically designed thing of like, hey, let's not make you all come to us. Let's go around the country and then go to England if we hit the fundraising goal. And so that was the reason we did that. There, we wouldn't just shoot over to London. It would have to be now we're invited to, what was that one over there? MCN Comic-Con, is that it? London Comic-Con, whatever it was. Come over there and do something like that. That would be the reason. So when you see those organizers, and this goes for anything, when you see anybody throwing a convention in your town and you're like, man, I wish the guys would come to that, hit up the organization and say, hey, we're recommending these people. They do great panels and we'd love for them to come out and see us. But again, never say never. If that changes, you'd be the first to know, Adam Jones. I'll call you on your cell phone. And then final one today, John DeShazzo says, are you going to attend the upcoming Monday Night Raw in San Jose at the end of the month? Great question, John. I have hit up WWE about it. Of course, if you remember, on a stream, oh shit, I wish I remember the name off the top of my head. On the stream, somebody was like, Greg, have you read Becky Lynch's book yet? And I said, no. So I, on the stream, DM'd Becky. He's like, you should read the book and have her come on the show. So I DM'd her like, I'd love to read the book and have you come on the show. And she says, all right, here's the book. And then hit up WWE about it. And then I hit up WWE about it. And that's just a cycle, especially leading up to a big pay-per-view of emails that go nowhere to the most part. And so I need to hit them up about, hey, Becky Lynch, Monday Night Raw, same town, same area. Would love to get her on that day. And then also, can I get more tickets? Because I might even just try to do it where maybe I come down to them with Kevin or something in a video camera and a microphone, and we do something down there that way. But I'm trying. Yeah, right now my plan would be the big important thing is getting Becky on content, and then the second important thing is me being at San Jose. But I would expect me to be there. You know, I don't see. It's one of those. I don't think I'm chasing it as hard as. Going to Mania or something. We're just so busy right now. It's such a busy time of year right now for us and games. And on top of that, obviously, if I'm going there, it means I'm not home for Ben and Jen, which I hate not doing, but whatever. Just leave Ben in the bathtub. You know, no, don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for a catch-all episode of Gregway. Just running through some questions. I'm playing a game that's redacted. Finished Suicide Squad last night. I'm going to talk about that on Games Daily tomorrow for my final review. And then my mom is in town tonight. Currently delayed. I should be picking her up from the airport right now, but she's delayed 2 hours, so it's more time for me to play this game for review, because I'm always working for you, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, like I said, get more questions in. Patreon, the YouTube videos, wherever you consume this, you can leave a comment, question, concern, and I'll get back to you. I love talking to you. I love trying to give you what you want in this show, so it's not just me rambling about whatever's going on in my head. But then I'm in that sticky situation now where it's like, well, I want to talk a lot about Suicide Squad, but I know I'm going to do that tomorrow. And then I want to talk about this embargo game, but I can't talk about it yet. So this is helpful on those kind of days. It's still raining a lot in San Francisco. I'm very wet from it, but I bought 2 candy bars to eat while I played this game. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you. Beep.